नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यस्मिन् सत्कर्ण पीयुषे यशस्तीर्थवरे सक्रे श्रोत्रांजलिरुपस्पृश्य धुनुते कर्मवासना। यस्मिन् ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति विदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Simply by receiving the glories of the Lord through purified transcendental ears, the devotees of the Lord are immediately freed from strong material desires and engagement in fruitive activities. Purport: when the devotees orally receive the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as enacted in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, they immediately achieve a transcendental vision in which they are no longer interested in materialistic activities. Thus, they achieve freedom from the material world. For sense gratification, practically everyone is engaged in materialistic activities, which prolong the process of janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, birth, death, old age and disease. But the devotee, simply by hearing this message of Bhagavad Gita and further relishing the narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam, becomes so pure that he no longer takes interest in materialistic activities. At the moment, devotees in the Western countries are being attracted by Krishna consciousness and becoming uninterested in materialistic activities. And therefore, people are trying to oppose this movement, but they cannot possibly check this movement or stop the activities of the devotees in Europe and America by their artificial impositions. Here the words Srotranjali Upasprishya indicate that simply by hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord, the devotees become so pure that they are immediately immune to the contamination of materialistic fruitive activities. Anya Milashita Shunyam. Materialistic activities are unnecessary for the soul, and therefore the devotees are freed from such activities. The devotees are situated in liberation, Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate, and therefore they cannot be called back to their material homes and materialistic activities. Hare Krishna. Just as before starting, you know, to enjoy and relish a sweet dish, there has to be a bitter taste so that you can enjoy the sweet pill. Similarly, just 3 verses away, we are from the 10th canto, the Samam Bonam. So I would plea everybody to please bear with this bitter plea. So today's verse, Yasmin Satkarna Piyushe, is a very beautiful verse which very explicitly gives us the importance of what is the glory of Krishna Katha. Shri Vishwanathaswami Thakur in his Sarartha Darshani mentions in this verse that the glory of Krishna Katha is such that just by touching it, upasprishya is just like doing achman. We do achman, we just touch the water, we don't put our hands in the cup, just touching water. And just 2-3 drops of that achman purifies you. So this Krishna Katha is so purifying that sakrit, just by once, immediately if one touches it by giving proper oral reception, the contamination in the heart will be removed and he'll become immune. Just as Srila Prabhupada mentions in the Ishopanishad that how Lord Krishna is Shuddham and Apapaviddham. Here, Srila Prabhupada is pointing towards that how Krishna Katha is not only antiseptic, but is also prophylactic. As we go through the purport, we can see that how Prabhupada is mentioning few points. I'll just mention them. First, he stresses on how, what is the effect of Krishna Katha? What happens if one orally receives Krishna Katha? He gets a transcendental vision. Transcendental vision of the beautiful form of the Lord, of the beautiful pastimes of the Lord, by which there is no interest in the material activities, because of which there is freedom from Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. Then he says how there are envious people in Western countries who are trying to stop this movement. Actually, it's very interesting that once His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj mentioned that in the previous years, they used to remember years by cantos which have come out. Like, you know, in this year, this canto came out, in this year, this canto came out. So similarly, this ninth canto was in progression in 76 and 77, just as we were reading in Srila Prabhupada Lilamrit, that on 30th of January 1977, Srila Prabhupada embarked on the translation of 10th canto in Bhubaneswar, where his servants wanted to write on the board where that here Prabhupada started the 10th canto. Prabhupada was happy that, you know, they were over-listening what I'm doing. So during this time, the deprogramming session in the Western countries was in full swing. So much so that, you know, they thought that the Krishna consciousness movement is programming them or brainwashing them. But there are some other movements also, other sects in USA or in Europe, which were also doing some activities by which they were drawing young people and they were misleading them. So even the governments had started a movement by which they were giving tax exemption. If you do deprogramming of some child of yours, you'll get tax exemption. So there was such heavy environment. So Prabhupada, just, you know, I remember the words of the sannyasi disciple of Puri Maharaj, that in Vrindavan, when we had gone for Prabhupada Vyas Puja, that time Puri Maharaj gave a very heavy speech on how Prabhupada gave such essence of Bhagavatam. Then his disciple spoke, and as he was speaking, he said that as we reach the tikas and the commentaries by previous acharyas, they are basically on the lines of defeating Mayavad or establishing Tattva. But Prabhupada's commentary is very special because it breaks the illusion of sense gratification and is in tune with the modern times. So here we see a live example of that. The entire purport, Srila Prabhupada is, you know, hammering heavily that how, whatever you do, you know, our disciples will not come back. As he mentions, and they cannot be stopped by artificial imposition. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunaya. They've already heard Krishna Katha, and by regularly hearing this Krishna Katha, their love for Krishna has awakened, and they cannot be stopped by any artificial means. Their next point, he mentions how Stotranjali Upasprisha, that by humbly hearing to Krishna Katha, it purifies the mind. Then he mentions that because the materialistic activities are unnecessary for the soul, they are not required. Those people who are wanting to attract back those devotees back to their homes, they don't understand that the activities that they want them to engage in is unnecessary, not required for the soul. And thus, when devotees, because they have become immune because of Krishna Katha, the prophylactic act, that is, you know, you become immune, nothing can touch you, apapa vidham, you know, that papa cannot touch you. Similarly, that contamination cannot touch you, very soon it will act as a vaccination and they cannot be called back to, as Prabhupada mentions, back to their material homes and material activities. So, you know, I was very much touched by how Prabhupada, whatever is happening, he makes sure that he puts it and connects it to the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, Krishna Katha can be, you know, Prabhupada mentions in many places that All the Vedic scriptures are Krishna Katha. As we hear the importance of Krishna Katha here, all the Vedic scriptures are Krishna Katha, but in many places, Prabhupada emphasizes that Vedic scripture might be Krishna Katha, but Bhagavad Gita, that is the words of the Lord, and Srimad Bhagavatam, that is the glorification of the Lord, are specifically Krishna Katha. Especially for us, Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita are meant to be heard again and again. As Gaurangpur was mentioning on the Sunday Bhagavatam, that how Bhagavad Gita was spoken by the Lord for the grandfather Arjuna as he was in distress. And then the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the glorification of the Lord, was again spoken by Shukdev Goswami for the grandson, that is Parikshit Maharaj, for his inquisitiveness to know what is the real truth. This antiseptic and the prophylactic effect that Krishna Katha provides us, there is also a very beautiful scientific explanation given by Srila Shukdev Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam, that how does it happen? What happens as Krishna Katha goes? You know, normally when raw material goes in a machine and the product comes out ready-made, you know, it seems like magic, but there is a process inside which, you know, deals with the raw material, processes it, but it is covered. So here Shukdev Goswami is opening it for us, and what happens? In the words of Kapila Muni, he is mentioning that Sattam prasanga mamavirya samvido bhavanti ritkaran arsayana katha tad joshanadash aparagavartmani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. Just by listening to the pure Krishna Katha in the association of pure devotees, what happens? That particles of Krishna Katha, as they enter the ears, it cleans up, it manually cleans up the contaminations and throws it out. And not only after that, what happens? He is liberated, but then that devotional practitioner, the devotee, he increases his advancement from Shraddha to Rachi to Ratir and to Bhakti. Now, Vishwanath Chakra Thakur, he explains that why does Shukdev Goswami mention Prasangan? You know, why not only Sangan? That you can say Sangan, the association. Why Prasangan? He said Prasangan because you should hear from devotees who are eager to speak, who are eager to relish Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah. I just heard from Mrs. Gaurgopal Prabhu about there are some classifications of the effects of Krishna Katha. How does Krishna Katha affect one? And this classification, these are six A's. These all of them are in sequence, and we have to understand that all of them have to happen to have the actual effect. There's not only one effect is important, but all the effects are important. So first effect is acceptance of truth. The first A is acceptance of truth. Normally, as a child is born, if that child is unfortunately deaf, we see that the child as he grows would not be able to speak properly. You know, we used to have this, and since childhood we've heard this ad, you know, in Marathi, that although he might be deaf, but if you teach him, he might be able to speak. But that speaking will not be fluent. It'll be very difficult for him to learn. So since his childhood, whatever you learn, it remains for a long time. And if he is deaf, then he cannot speak. So similarly, the importance of hearing is such that if one does not regularly hear Krishna Katha, then because of his propensity of speaking, the only thing that he will speak is prajalpa, or something which is not connected to Krishna. And whatever he has to hear from bona fide sources, only from pure devotees. And Srila Prabhupada, in one purport, he mentions that even if he is hearing from bona fide sources, very soon he has to start practicing some regulations so that that Krishna Katha can also make some changes. Prabhupada mentions that he has to follow the standards of pure Brahmana. This is to reference to some movements which say you do whatever, but just hear Krishna Katha. Whatever you want to eat, whatever you want to dress, whatever you want to drink, drink, but just by listening to the intimate pastimes of Krishna, you can achieve the Supreme. But Prabhupada mentions here, no, you have to hear, but at the same time, you have to follow. Now we see that how, because of ignorance of not hearing, but just by hearing Krishna Katha, one can realize the absolute truth. Now Krishna Katha is not only the pastimes of the Lord, as we hear in Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it also, you know, can be classified, as classified by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sambandha Gyan, Abhideya Gyan, and Prayojan. All these, like the body soul, which Prabhupada again and again, the car and the driver analogy, as Srila Prabhupada mentions again and again, that is also Krishna Katha. As is she, Prachini Barhishad, who was totally immersed in his own way of ritualistic sacrifices, where he was sacrificing animals, there, Shripad Narad Muni had to come and tell him by an allegorical story of Puranjan that how, that not just by doing this, what is wrong? What is your problem? You know, who you are? What are you doing? What wrong you are doing? By this Gyan, he realized that how I am doing wrong. And very soon, he surrendered to Shripad Narad Muni and followed the path of devotional service. And second comes the example of Mrigari, that how Mrigari was fully immersed in his own way of earning. But Narad Muni, by showing him a glimpse of the future and telling him what is right and what is wrong, he opened his eyes, Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya, and gave him the knowledge. And then the person who was killing animals, he became so purified and so super conscious that while receiving his spiritual master, he was taking care that even ants should not be trotted over. Then we have the second A, that is activation of Viveka, that is spiritual intelligence. Once we hear the topics related to Krishna, the spiritual intelligence is awoken, by which you can discriminate what is right and what is wrong. The instance is given of Ajamil, where Ajamil, at the last moment, as he was being attacked by Yamadutas, and when he heard the talks between Narayan, the Vishnu Dutas, and the Yamadutas, he realized that what folly he had gone through, and that he cannot take this life cheaply, and that he has to again, he got a second chance, and he took that second chance very, very seriously. We have some beautiful verses from Padyavali, a section of Padyavali given by Srila Rupa Goswami. This Padyavali book is very, very, very important and very, very different, because here Rupa Goswami has compiled the verses not from very famous authors. Normally, for Krishna Katha, somebody would refer to Jayadev Goswami or Bilwa Mangal Thakur. But Rupa Goswami mentions that I am compiling some verses from different scriptures and different authors, just so that these verses also refer to pure Krishna Katha. So in that, Srila Rupa Goswami mentions some few verses about how the activation of Vivek happens in a practitioner who hears Krishna Katha. So much so that when he hears Krishna Katha, he understands how the liberation or the words of Upanishads, which are not directly related to Krishna, don't give him joy. He mentions here that the message of Upanishads is far from the nectarian topics of Lord Hari. For this reason, Upanishad study does not result in heart melting with emotion or ecstatic symptoms, such as trembling, shedding tears, or standing of hairs on the body. Furthermore, in this section called as Krishna Katha Mahatmya, he mentions a very beautiful verse where he says, Nandanandana Kaishora Lilamrita Mahambudho Nimagnam Kim Asmakam Nirvana Lavanambasa. Saying that how the liberation. Now we have plunged into the great nectarian ocean of transcendental youthful pastimes of Maharaj Nanda's son Krishna. Of what use to us is the salt water of impersonal liberation? When you drink, you know, beautiful nectar and then you drink some salt water, how insignificant and how despicable it, you know, it seems. You know, sometimes when some items, you know, mistakenly somebody puts a little bit more salt and at the same time you have sweet, at that time it becomes, you know, you don't need that, you don't like it, you just put it out of your plate. So similarly here Srila Radhavendra Puri, he is mentioning that how the liberation is becoming so despicable for me that it is lavanambasa. It is just like just lavanambasa. Lavana means salt, ambasa means ocean, salt water. Then, you know, one more verse, he mentions that how when one gets knowledge, when he studies Vedas, he gets the knowledge of, you know, the four Purusharthas. But when actually he hears Krishna Katha from a pure devotee, what happens is, because of his Viveka, he understands that these four Purusharthas are nothing but insignificant blade of grass. He's saying, Tvat kathamritam pathodau viharanto mahamudaha kurvanti kritinah kechit chatur vargam trinopanam. O Lord, the saintly devotees who happily play in the nectarian ocean of the narration of your glories think the four purusharthas, material piety, economic development, sense gratification and liberation, as insignificant as a blade of grass. Then the next, first is acceptance of truth, second is activation of vivek, and next comes the antiseptic and the prophylactic effect of Krishna Katha, where it not only removes the dirt, the present dirt, but it also immunes you from further contamination. You know, in this material world, when we see this pen who is able to write something, what happens? You'll write it, but to erase it, you need an eraser. You know, and sometimes if there's a permanent marker, you cannot even erase it. But Krishna Katha is such a writer that as it writes, as it showers mercy, or as it showers nectar, at the same time it removes the contamination also. It is such a pen that as it is writing, it is removing also. A very beautiful and touching point. I just heard it from, you know, Shikshashtakam Prabhu, that how it can also write as well as remove. We also hear in Srimad Bhagavatam that how as one hears Krishna Katha, Shrinvatam Sakatha Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana, Hridyantastohi Abhadrani Vidhunote Sahrit Sitam. Yet one more explanation of how the scientific or the how the actual activity happens of cleaning. You know, Vidhunote, it mentions, you know, this Dhunote, it actually, you know, it actually reminds us of the activity, you know. When we say, Arey, usne dhodala, you know, it just cleaned him, you know. So this Vidhunote is actually saying that just as Vidhunote Suhrits Shrimatam Sakatha Krishna Punya Shramana Kirtana Radhantastohi Abhadrani Vidhunote Suhrit Satam. You know, just like the sun as he comes on the horizon and the morning sun comes, as the fog it runs away, so all the materialistic activity desires of a devotee, when the Surya of Krishna Katha, it arises in the heart, all the fog of material hankerings, it runs away. You know, I had this practical experience when our accommodation was in very far IYF, you know, IVF quarters, which are very far from the Mayapur Chandodaya Mandir. And as we were walking, and as you know that in Mayapur, the sunset is very early, you know, something like 5. So as we were walking through the pathways, through the in the fields, as we were walking, and I actually saw as the sun was rising, all the fog and the mist was settled in the fields. It was actually, you know, just like as if somebody has sprayed and actually running away. And when I heard this verse, you know, I actually could understand that how Krishna Katha will actually... But as we hear this verse, this is for cleaning. But the next verse, where it comes, Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Seva, that yes, we have heard it, but the second is, we have to regularly hear it. It's just that you heard once, but you keep regularly hearing. Why? Because here we are sitting in an ocean of, you know, contaminations or gutter, you can say. More and more filth is coming on us. And to clean that, we'll definitely would want to take bath again and again with more and more condensed Krishna Katha. Then again, in Padyavali, Shripad Rupa Goswami mentions a few beautiful verse, how this beautiful action of Krishna Katha acts. Mentions that, Aho Aho Bhir Nakalir Viduyate Sudha Sudhara Madhuram Pade Pade Dine Dine Chandana Chandra Sheetalam Yasho Yashoda Tanayasya Giyate. He's saying that for a person, one who daily sings the glories of Yashoda's son, Krishna, which are as cooling as sandalwood and camphor, is not troubled by the days of Kali Yuga. For him, at every step, there is a torrential flood of sweetest nectar. So not only he's cooled because of his troubles, but at the same time, for he's getting nectar also. Not only his botheration of the trouble is stopped, but also he relishes. Every step, there is only relish. Then, in one more verse, you know, one might say that if I have to get purified, so from Vedic, different Vedic scriptures I've heard that if I have to get purified, then I'll go to a river, to any holy river, and take a bath, and I'll be purified. But Rupa Goswami mentioned this verse, saying that you don't need to go, you know, you are very far from a holy place, from a holy river. So he mentions, Tatraiva Ganga Yamuna cha tatra, Godavari tatra Saraswati cha, Sarvani Tirthani Vasanti Tatra Yatra Chito Dara Katha Prasangaha. The Ganges, the Yamuna, Godavari, Saraswati, as well as all holy places of pilgrimage stay, where the transcendental topics of the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead are narrated. You don't need to go anywhere, but stay there. Now, in one more verse, it is mentioned that how one who is purified of the contamination and one who has understood that what is the glory of Krishna Katha, one of the readers, he mentions, one of the writers here in Padyavali, he mentions that the Krishna Katha is so nectarian, is so amazing that it is more, I'll just mention, my Lord Madhava's pastimes which bring a sense pleasure stronger than experienced by the hedonist, by the materialist, a liberation more real than experienced by the real yogis, and a bliss more intense than that tasted by the most experts of drinkers of nectar. Such is the glory of Krishna Katha. Then, the fourth A is attraction for the Supreme Lord increases. As one hears, nowadays, you know, this is the age of multimedia where everybody would like to advertise. And as we go from door to door or from one neighborhood to other neighborhood, there are so many advertisements. Advertisements to see, advertisements to hear. And as we hear them, what happens? A small desire comes, you know. Let's see what happens, you know. One very graphic example I remember is on the path of Govardhan Parikrama. As you go on Govardhan Parikrama, there is this balm, you know, and they, at every corner, there is a record going on. Sheetal Pale Bab, Sheetal Pale Bab, please listen to this. And as you come towards, you know, Radha Kund, you feel, are ye hai kya? What is this, you know, and finally, if somebody is not, you know, strong enough to control his mind, like, you know, he'll definitely go and buy that. And I know of some devotees who have already bought. And of course, it might have affected for them. But this listening of Krishna Katha is so important that it starts getting attraction. Just like Sri Rukmini Devi, as she mentions, it's mentioned in Krishna book that how, just by listening to the glories of Lord Krishna from the Vrajavasis who come to Mathura, Mathura Vasis who come to the Vidarbha, that those devotees were repeating again and again the glories of Krishna, and that's how her attraction to Krishna grew. Of course, in a negative example, we can understand how Ravana, as Shurpankha mentioned about Sita Devi to Ravan, then his desire to achieve, you know, Sita Devi increased. So similarly, here, again and again, by hearing, the attraction for Krishna increases. But why is that we have to hear it again and again? Isn't one time hearing, you know, don't the devotees get bored? Because Krishna is always fresh. Navayomanam. Advaitam achyutam anadi manantarupam. Adhyam purana purusham navayomanam cha. Although he is oldest, but his beauty is always fresh. So similarly, the topics regarding him are also ever fresh. As a devotee hears the Krishna Katha again and again, his attraction for Krishna increases more and more. You know, we have a beautiful story of Shukadev Goswami, that how, as Shukadev Goswami was self-realized, and as he came out of the womb of his mother, he just walked off, and Vyasadev running behind him, stop, O son, stop. But only what he could hear back is the echo from the trees. Then, as he had to spread the glory of Krishna, so he had to teach Srimad Bhagavatam. And as he knew that his son has an interaction for impersonal Brahman now, so he wanted to increase his advancement of his son to Supreme Bhagavan. So he sent some of his disciples in the form of woodcutters. And the place where Shukadev Goswami was meditating, there they recited the two beautiful verses describing the beautiful form of Krishna, Barha Pidam Natavar Vapu Karanayor Karanikaram, describing how the beauty of Krishna is, that what he is wearing, how he is dressed, and how the cowherd boys are glorifying him as they are entering the cowherd pastures, the Gokula. So, but as he hears this, he inquires from the woodcutters, you know, can you tell me who this beautiful person is? But then he starts feeling that, am I unqualified to reach him? Till now, I haven't heard about him. So to give him hope, the second verse was also spoken. Aho bakiyam stanakala kutam. Where Uddhava mentions that the mercy of Lord Krishna is so amazing that even to Putana, who came to kill Krishna, just looking at the small desire to serve him, he gave her the position of Dhatri. To give him that, you know, at least you are not like that. You know, you didn't want to kill Krishna. You just forgot Krishna. So then, again, Shukadeva Goswami goes to Vyasadev. And this is a verse, this instance, again, understand that just by one verse, the attraction for Krishna increased for Shukadeva Goswami. Then fifth is absorption. One gets fully absorbed in Krishna Katha. And one cannot fully be absorbed in Krishna Katha if one is not satisfied with Krishna Katha. The ultimate satisfaction one gets is from hearing Krishna Katha. In Narada, what is that? Bhakti Sutra, Now Garg Muni mentions that bhakti means attraction for Krishna Katha. If one has attraction for hearing Krishna Katha, then he has devotional service. You know, in Srimad Bhagavatam, also in the first canto, as Sudha Goswami is beginning to recite Srimad Bhagavatam, he mentions that the questions that you have posed for me, that please narrate the supreme activities of Lord Krishna, are loka mangalam. They are for the ultimate benefit. And they are yatma supraseedati. They are for ultimate satisfaction of the soul. And also Lord Krishna himself mentions in Bhagavad Gita that what are the activities of his devotees? Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam. Kathayantasya mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. It nourishes them, it satisfies them. That is the quality of Krishna Katha. That is the quality of, you know, relishing that Krishna Katha. Then the fifth and the most important is after acceptance of truth, after activation of Vivek, after the antiseptic and the prophylactic effect, after having attraction for Supreme Lord, and after having absorption, the samadhi, and the sixth and the most important is action. One is provoked to do some action. Just by listening Krishna Katha, one is not provoked to perform the limbs of devotional service, then it will not have full effect. The examples are given of how, when in 10th canto, when Shukdev Goswami is mentioning that how Putana is entering Gokula, and she is about to go and feed Krishna the poisonous milk. At that time, as he anticipates that how Parashat Maharaj is getting restless, that now, yes, no, I have to go and protect Krishna. Then he mentions a verse where he says that just by chanting the names of Lord Krishna, even the deadliest ghosts and all the evil omens run away. So now, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself is present there. So what, you don't need to fear. Then, one more example we can give is of Kulashekar Maharaj, and how he was absorbed. But in the absorption, as he heard that Sita Devi is kidnapped by Ravana, suddenly, with his troops, he embarks towards Sri Lanka, where he wanted to protect Sita Devi. And finally, looking at his eagerness, Lord Ram had to himself appear and tell him that, sorry, Sita Devi is already rescued, so you don't have to come. And one beautiful example is given in Padyavali itself, where Krishna himself gets activated. Here Yashoda Mai is narrating Ramayana to him. Ramo nava babhuvaham tadabala siteti hum tam pitor vacha panchavati vane nivasatas tasya haradravana Krishna yeti puratanam nijakatam kar akarne matre evitam somitre kodhanur dhanur dhanuriti vyagra gira pantuvaha. He's saying, Ramo nama bahuva. There was a king named Ram. So Lord Krishna is saying, So next, saying, Abala Siteti. He had a wife called Sita. Next. On the words of his father, Tam Pitor Vacha Panchavati Vane Nivasatas. He went for Vanavas. Okay. But there, Tasya Harad Ravana. When he heard Tasya Harad Ravana, being absorbed in his own pastimes, Lord Krishna suddenly got up. Krishna yeti puratanam nijakatham akarana matretam. Hearing from his mother, he got up. Somitre kodhanor dhanor dhanor eva. He's saying, O Somitre, O son of Sumitra, that is, O Lakshmana, where is my dhanushya? Where is my dhanushya? Such amazing an exclamation of Lord Krishna. We can see that he himself gets activated. So, I would just end here by just summarizing a beautiful prayer of Dhruva Maharaj, where he's praying the Supreme Lord that he wants only one benediction, that he should reside in a place where devotees are chanting his glories, by which he can remember the Supreme Lord again and again. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Sorry, there is no time for questions. Please forgive me for any inabilities. I've spoken much beyond my level of realization. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Antakoti Vaishnavrinda ki, Jai.